Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Here at The Fan, as we've discussed a little bit, we had the pizza controversy as Evan Roberts took up ownership of the Mike Francesa tradition, the pizza pies for the newsroom shortly before opening tip day one of the tournament, except he ordered three personal pizzas via Grubhub from some place that was
so stupid.
Convenient for his commute to work yesterday, and I guess one was margarita, another was buffalo chicken, which, you know, it's a little in the weeds. People are just looking for the traditional pie. So it wasn't received well by the folks, mostly behind the scenes. And Sal Licata felt the responsibility of speaking up for the peasants, as John Minko used to refer to all of us.
Like, if you're going to do it, Ev, do it like a man would. Do it like Mike would. I mean, order some pies for the guys here, for good sake. Three little personal pizzas? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, Evan wants to take charge here. It is the Evan and Tiki show. He's got top billing there. Mike and the Mad Dog, Evan and Tiki. I mean, dude, come on, go into that wallet of yours and freaking spring for some real pies. There should be, if you don't have two full pies left, you are left over, you didn't have enough.
And Ray Martell came looking for slices, as many people do, who we don't normally see in the newsroom. And they
once there's food, they sniff
food.
It out, man. Right. They're here.
Or they
show
know
up
it's
like
coming.
Locusts.
Sure. So he showed up and was appalled by what he found. So he went back to Evan and I essentially demanded his credit card and promised to fix this mess. Except he ended up ordering 10 pies from some dollar pizza place, and that was a failure as well.
Yeah, I saw a piece of that
you guys
pie, and
saw.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
It's awful. I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to mention it. It is brutal.
Yeah. Look, I do agree with you that any type of pizza, it may not be the best. You can eat it. This looks like pizza you would get in Arkansas. It doesn't look good.
You know,
it looks like frozen pizza.
Or like pretend, you know, yes. Kids, like a kid's kitchen to get the fake food.
I looked at I call it GAC.
Oh, boy.
GAC pie.
GAC pie.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you going
to
do?
The Knicks were kind of gacked down in Charlotte last night as they ended up losing to the lowly Hornets 115-98. LaMelo Ball, 25 points, 8 assists for Charlotte. Just their 18th win of the year against 51 losses. The Knicks are now 3-4 without Jalen Brunson. Tom Thibodeau was asked about the lack of bench scoring for his team, and he wasn't going to throw those guys under the bus.
You know, and I don't want to put it on the bench. It was like, it was, you know, everybody. It was all of us. You know, you win together, you lose together. So, you know, our margin of error is tight. It's, you know, we're on a back-to-back. And you have to get it done with your defense and your rebounding. And we didn't. That's where we fell short.
And the starting 5-3 the last four games has not been good. Even in the Miami game, you know, early on outside of Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
So hasn't been great. And
all
waiting
right, so
on
now
the
they got, so now they got Washington, Dallas, and the Clippers all at home. Mm-hmm. They had three straight home games starting on Saturday.
You got a winning streak coming up?
And we need a three-game winning streak.
How about you start with one? I think one would be a good place to
start. Beat the crappy Wizards first.
Right.
As far as
I think you just got to walk in there and go, all right, guys, let's go. Let's get the heads focused. Let's make sure we know what we're doing. We've watched these guys. We know who they are. Let's start taking care of business.
Do you think he hasn't been doing that?
I think you pick and choose during these long seasons with these very expensive players. And you got to hope they all buy into what you're selling. And I think for the most part, they have, and they appreciate Tibbs. But we have seen Hart go after Tibbs, you know, on the court. You know, that happened in the last week.
On the bench,
that
was, yeah. And right. They both said the right thing.
We had
after
the whole
that.
Situation with the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green and all of this crap over the last couple, you know, games.
Yeah, I mean, Mikal Bridges Thibodeau thing about the bench and the minutes.
Playing these guys more. Yeah. I mean, there's just been a lot of little things that have popped up here in the last 10 days.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, guys. Time to get our heads out of our asses and let's go.
Well, homestand. I mean,
honestly, we're all drama queen. What are we doing?
You've never done that with us. Only on the softball field.
Oh, yeah.
Not here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this, you guys are professionals here.
But on the softball field, we have had that talking, too.
Well, yes.
Many times.
No, I'm aware.
Especially when, you know, Gio's booting the ball all over the place like Pele.
That's
funny.
So, Knicks Wizards tomorrow night at the Garden.
Would you be
in
the slug ball?
What is that?
Slug ball?
So, Ruben Amaro, remember him from the Phillies?
Yes.
He has created this new game called Slug Ball.
Okay.
They're trying to term it, it's like Top Golf for baseball fans, and they rent out minor league stadiums, and you sign up with a team to compete against other teams. And it's about base hits and situational hitting and stuff like that.
Base hits and situation.
Yeah, yes, that's what it is. Well, I'm just asking because there's a couple in Trenton. There's one in Staten Island.
Well,
they're
why don't
we
just send Evan over there and tell him to let us know what's going on?
So that's a no from you. I was just asking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, really asking Chris more than you.
You know what's amazing about 30...
Oh, they're showing softball. Yes, highlights
I'm
on
working
CBS
with
Summer.
Narps.
Yeah. Borsch's head in his hands.
You my know, catcher rub, can't run. My third base eyes. Has a bruise on his shin. And Gio is booting the ball all over the place.
Al, man. I don't know if you can find this, but about, I want to say 25 years ago, I did an appearance in Chicago.
Steve, pull it up.
No, no, you may be able to find
it. You found the Cardinals game yesterday.
And it was indoor baseball.
And the whole thing was inside like a net. Like, so you could play, and it was
like automatic baseball.
It was like automatic baseball. It was inside really
yeah.
like, very tight net. So mm-hmm. you could play the ball off the net, the whole thing. And I don't know whatever happened to that. That was I had a ton of fun playing that. And that was literally when I was probably still, I may have still been with the Jets at that time.
No, interesting.
That okay. long ago.
So arena baseball didn't work.
It was
basically.
Like inside arena baseball in Chicago. They were opening this big, this place that probably had about 10 of these fields inside of nets.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all condensed, and the ball would come off the net pretty hard. Mm. Be playing with it was like a rubber baseball.
Okay. I'm sure Al can find
and
that.
There was a pitcher.
Got that? Did you play it?
I don't know. Maybe he'd find it. He's good at this.
But yeah. It was a long time. I mean, you're saying with the Jets, that's 30 years ago.
I think so.
We really need the name of what that is, because when you put in arena baseball or any of that stuff, nothing right. comes up. So we need whatever that thing was called.
Man, God.
Someone out there will remember and tweet it to you maybe. Guys in the next 2 minutes.
Maybe. I would think so, but
it sounds like it was short-lived, though.
It was, but it was, man, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Getting
and
out and
ball,
doing
and that ball was coming off the net. I mean, it was
like, yeah. So it wasn't automatic, but you actually played it live off the net.
Yeah, and the bases, they were probably, I want to say, like 60-foot bases. It was like maybe the size of a Little League field, but it was enclosed in a really heavy-duty mesh netting
mm.
that was all around the field.
Interesting.
God, what the hell? I forget what it was called.
If I may quickly.
If you may.
Boomer referenced how much he's enjoyed being with us here this week. And enjoyed
I didn't say us. I said him.
Okay, fine. Perfectly fine.
Wow.
Not so much this morning, though. We had to come back to the office to get you.
Yeah.
So you missed the end of the warm-up show where Al and I were discussing Steph Curry's injury from last night's Warriors game.
He fell on his pelvis.
Yeah.
That you do not want your pelvis banging up against a basketball court.
What's the difference between pelvis and tailbone? What's the pelvis?
Your pelvis is the whole... It's all the bones near your wiener.
I mean, is that impeccable timing already or what?
Ending to the warm-up show on a Friday, on a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, now Al knows all about the pelvis thrust exercises
he
that he used to do.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing about him, when a doctor tells him to do something,
he does it.
And you did the pelvic floor exercises,
correct.
Right?
Stretching the pelvic floor muscles.
You're still doing that?
They're very tense.
Still part of your routine?
No, because they're not tense anymore.
Nice and loosened up.
Why were they tense in the first place?
I'm sure it was my anxieties landing in that part of my body.
God.
That's what happens. You know, sometimes you get shoulder pain, back pain, pelvic floor pain. It's wherever your body decides, I'm going to take all those anxieties and let's put them somewhere.
And that's where you're stressed out.
They say the body keeps the score.
Yeah. Needed some.
I'm losing that.
That's why I tried telling Jerry he could cure his back pain just by thinking, I don't want back pain anymore.
It doesn't work. Sorry. That does not work.
I think it works.
Yeah, tell the vertebrae that's leaning on the on the nerve. That doesn't work that way.
I actually pelvic hurt myself doing something like
sexual
exercise.
Oh.
No, not sexual. He doesn't do anything sexual. I mean, exercise.
No, you know what I think happened was my by driving the long distances every day, and I've got the foot on the gas. And it's up and down. It hurt my leg.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you this. You know how it ended? I started using cruise control.
Oh.
Now, I'm nice and relaxed. My legs are wherever they want to be in that car.
Did you have a pillow on your back, too? Didn't you have one of those?
Well, I have a seat cushion that I use. Yep. Seat cushion, cruise control.
Oh my God. Beads under your butt.
I don't do the beads, but that was the next.
I thought you did.
No, that was next on the list.
Oh.
Hold on.
Like the cab driver.
Did you come to that? I stopped listening about 30 seconds ago. Yeah. Just say beads in the butt.
No. Not in.
Oh.
You know,
under.
You ever see getting a cab and the cab driver has those beads on their chair because they're in the car all day?
Yeah, you like a bead. How about a vibrating bead?
Oh, boy. It's not an individual bead. It's a blanket of beads.
A blanket of beads.
Yeah, which is helpful for your back.
It's like a built-in massage, Boomer.
We're really late.
But this is fun, Jerry.
I know. We're about 2 hours and 40 minutes too late, though. So
you know,
we have to take a break.
Every day's a new day around here.
You learn something every day.
Oh, yeah. Every day you learn something.
That's exactly right.
That was the pussy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.